Good morning. Everyone not in fellowship with God is in fellowship with Satan. Jesus said, He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. Matthew 12, verse 30. Does that not make this extremely important to every rational being? With whom are you in fellowship now, God or his archenemy Satan? There is a way to know the answer to this question, and today on this program we will find that answer. We will also learn how to establish and maintain fellowship with God as we continue these studies in the wonderful letters of the Apostle John. The Oroville Church of Christ presents this program over this radio station every Sunday at this same time. Our purpose is to help you become better acquainted with the Bible and also to get to know us, who we are, and what we stand for. We welcome questions and criticisms. Should you find us teaching things you don't understand or don't believe, please contact us for a further explanation. The passage we study today reads, If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. 1 John 1, verse 6. This is a hypothetical statement, beginning with, If we say. Fellowship with God is walking in the truth, the light of divine revelation. To say I'm in fellowship with God, yet walk in darkness, is a lie. Walking in darkness is living a life dominated by Satan and sin. Fellowship with God is based not on pious claims, but on the kind of life one lives. Walk refers to the whole round of activities of the individual life when used figuratively. Christians walk in the newness of life, Romans 6, verse 4, because they have buried the old man of sin in the watery grave of baptism. Paul said, Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we're buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Romans 6, 3 and 4. Sin and walking in God's fellowship are mutually exclusive. No one can continue serving Satan and maintain any legitimate claim to being in fellowship with God. John's denial of the possibility of fellowship with God while walking in darkness is based on the fact that there's no darkness in God. He is absolute light, complete purity and sinlessness. The one basis upon which a mortal may be in God's gracious fellowship is being free from the domination of sin. Freedom from sin, walking in the light, and fellowship with God are combined in one comprehensive blessing and received on this fundamental principle. Walking with God is walking in the light and in freedom from sin's control. Fellowship with God is mutual fellowship with others who walk in the newness of life, the truth of God. John Stott wrote of fellowship, Fellowship is specifically Christian word and denotes that common participation in the grace of God, the salvation of Christ, and the Spirit, which is the spiritual birthright of all Christian believers. It is their common possession of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, which makes them one. Baptized believers walk in the newness of life. Once baptized, they are walking in the light. Water baptism is their introduction into the way of light, where they become children of light. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 5. All who walk in the light of a new life in Christ Jesus are expected to serve the Lord and shun sin. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. The old man is the man enslaved and imprisoned by sin. That part of a sinner's life is destroyed in obedience from the heart. But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. Romans 6, 17 and 18. Not only does an alien sinner change his life, he also changes masters. He denounces Satan and confesses Christ, and the dominion of sin is broken. He begins the new life in Christ, walking in the new life of truth. Fellowship with God is manifested in the relationship established by Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ gave his word, the truth, to the apostles, and through their word, the bond of communion between God and all who are his children is sealed. Jesus prayed, Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me, and the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. John 17:20-23. This fellowship is entered by believers in Christ when they are baptized for the remission of sins. Acts 2:38 and Galatians 3:26-27. This fellowship centers in God Almighty and His Son, Jesus Christ, and extends to fellowship with all who are in Christ. In the inspired writings of John, the word fellowship often has a modifying preposition. It is not mere fellowship, but fellowship with. Westcott noted, the preposition meta emphasizes the mutual action of those who are united. Koinonia is also used in a genitive of the person, in other words, that we have fellowship with an individual. For instance, in 1 Corinthians 1:9, God is faithful by whom we are called unto the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. It's also used in the sense of things. There are fellowship through things. 1 Corinthians 10:16 says, and it's talking of the Lord's Supper, says, the cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion, the koinonia, the fellowship of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion, the koinonia, the fellowship of the body of Christ? When the thought is of a fellowship in the person or a fellowship springing from that person. The word is also used absolutely in Acts 2:42. Fellowship with God is no equal partnership. Fellowship with God is shared equally by every Christian. However, God does not descend to man's level to bless us. God is in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:18, and those in Christ are where God puts salvation and all spiritual blessings, 2 Corinthians 5:18 and Ephesians 1:3. He hears prayers and providentially cares for His own. He strengthens and supplies Christians with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Paul, by the Spirit, confidently affirmed, "But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Jesus Christ." Philippians 4:19. Walking in the light is fellowship with God. Walking in darkness destroys it. God's people are also taught to imitate God. "Be therefore followers of God as dear children." Ephesians 5:1. To the extent Christians follow God in establishing their conduct and values, fellowship with other Christians is realized. Through the cleansing received from Christ's blood, little by little, the allurement of sin is purged from those who have chosen to walk in the light. This chosen rule of life expresses itself in deeds. John says, first, if we say we have fellowship with God and walk in darkness, we lie. He followed it with, but if we walk in the light. All who are in fellowship with God are in fellowship with each other. The ideal fellowship with God Almighty becomes a practical fellowship among Christians. Thus, true fellowship with God is never real unless there is a scriptural working relationship among all who profess to walk with God in His light. The demands of such a walk are simple. First of all must believe the same things. God reveals a common faith. Paul wrote to Titus, "My own son, after the common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior." Titus 1:4. The common faith is the one faith of Ephesians 4:4. Fellowship in Christ is never possible when believers have their own faith, believe in a multitude of contradictory doctrine. Number 2, all speak the same things. Paul wrote to the divided Corinthian church, "Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment." 1 Corinthians 1:10. Many erroneously think it is impossible to believe alike and speak the same things. However, for all who accept the same source of faith and use it to regulate what is preached and taught, there is no difficulty at all. Just speak as the oracles of God. 1 Peter 4:16. Number 3, all must have one common practice. "Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereunto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same things. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so, as you have us for an example." Philippians 3:15-17. The rule is the standard by which performance is regulated. This is a concept that we all understand. In football, there's a rule book, and all performance on the field is regulated by it. The rules are not changed in the middle of the game, nor does a team decide on their own rules and play by them while another team plays by their rules. That would be utter chaos. The same is true in religion. The rule book is the divinely inspired Word of God. Walking by the same rule is walking in the light. The ideal fellowship with God and practical fellowship with others is a fellowship where all believe alike, speak alike, and practice alike. There is no such thing as your faith, or my doctrine, or our church's doctrine. There is but one standard of faith and practice, the divine light of God, radiating in great splendor through the Bible. Will you follow it, my friend? Will you commit now to never accepting anything other than the things you read in clear and plain language from the inspired, inerrant, and infallible Word of Truth? I sincerely hope so. If you have any questions about anything we've said today, please let us know. And until next week, may God bless and keep you.